We're talking about some big names maybe coming down under, but I want to talk about a local, Jamie McLaren, disgusted by the offer he got from the Brisbane Roar, the current Socceroo striker, on his way down south. What's happening?
Yeah,
hello, Phil Moss.
Good morning, boys. Great to see you, Jimmy. Thanks for wearing your Liverpool shirt in this
morning. Oh, no, it's my Manchester Red shirt, mate. You know it.
TK, that's huge news because he really is the go-to.
He's a star.
Yeah, he's absolutely. Yeah. He's really announced himself as an A-League and potential overseas player since he's moved from Perth to Brisbane. And if things aren't well there, if he's honestly disgusted or just playing games, well, either way, it's not a good look.
So what's the issue there? Is it... Does
money.
He can then, I know you'd be obsessed by that.
Well, that's always the money or girls.
But is it going to that marquee local marquee player? The suggestion is that they haven't made him that.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure he's earned that yet. To be honest, he's had a fantastic season.
Right,
but until he played for the Socceroos the other night, and let's be honest, he didn't set the world on fire. Mm. Now, I'm not suggesting he's not a Socceroo of the future. Mm. I actually believe he is.
Mm.
But he needs time to be comfortable in that Socceroo shirt, I guess, and wear it the way that a star does wear the national jersey. So until he does that, I'm not putting him forward for a local marquee spot.
Right.
I saw a story on Fox Sports last night, and it was about Sydney FC being unbeaten through their first seven games. They started talking about the 2003-04 Arsenal team that were undefeated through 38 games, one of the great club sides of all time. Do you reckon they're getting a little ahead of themselves, Mossy?
A little.
I think we have to be a bit more specific, Jimmy. Who said that?
It
I
was
don't
a
know
player.
Who it was, but it
I'm
wouldn't be they. Because
no, I saw it. I saw
did
it
you see it?
Yeah,
it
was they had the old footage of them raising the trophy and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm
surprised they didn't bring up Brisbane as well on their 36-game unbeaten run. But look, when you say they, that will not be coming from Graham Arnold's coaching staff. I can guarantee you, because the one thing that he does religiously is keep the players' feet on the ground. So if he sees those comments, I dare say there might be a quiet word in that player's ear.
He listens to the show, Arnie. So there you go. He's just working out who the player is.
He'd be sleeping now.
He'd be at work by now.
He's not one of the great early risers, Arnie.
Would he be at work?
Mate, he's got the same voice on any hour of the day. It's always gravelly.
And the bit of gravel there. Obviously, it's crunch time for a couple of these clubs. I know it's early days and things can change quickly after Christmas or around that Christmas, but a couple of, the Central Coast are struggling, Newcastle are struggling. Can you give them any light at the end of the tunnel?
Look,
oncoming train?
out of Central Coast, Adelaide and Newcastle, I actually give the Mariners a hope of starting to find their feet because of a couple of things. I think Paul Okon, as we've said many times, TK, so far this season, I think he's brought that fighting spirit back. And if you look at their front line with O'Donovan, Ferreira, Connor Payne, they've got players that can hurt you. So once they really start to click into gear, I mean, I still think they lack some quality in really key areas, particularly defensively. But I do give them a hope of causing some problems for teams. Adelaide, they're in for a really tough season now because
they've got Champions League.
Yeah, ACL kicks in after in the new year as well. That's right. But Newcastle have got the most ridiculous injury crisis that has struck any team in recent times. They've lost Coco and Naboo this week for an extended period after the F3 derby last week. So I don't know where Jonesy's going to find his players from to really mount any serious challenge.
You guys, speaking of Arsenal, they're currently 41 minutes into their Champions League game. They're 1-0 down against Paris Saint-Germain. And the others, Besiktas is 3-3 with Benfica. And Barcelona's 1-0 up over Celtic, and Manchester City are down in their game.
And you'll never guess the goal scorer for Barcelona. You'll never guess.
I'll guess. Can I have a guess?
Go on.
I saw a 24th minute. Lionel. and Tommy Rogic's playing in that game too.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know who this Messi guy is. There's only one player I'm aware of in that game, and it's Tommy Rogic. But what an experience. You look up and there's Neymar, Messi, Suarez. Like, incredible. Incredible experience, considering he was just a boy from Canberra a few years ago.
And who's going to be the two new sides in the A-League? There's some jockeying for positions now, Mossy.
There is, and Wollongong Wolves have come out overnight and said that they may go a standalone bid rather than with South Coast, Southern Sydney, I beg your pardon. So there's a lot of jostling for positions, a lot of talk. At the end of the day, as I said the other day, anyone who's serious, go and talk to the West Sydney Wanderers and get their blueprint because I think that's what you're going to need to get in.
They'll need a coach too, won't they?
Absolutely, Jimmy. Hey? You're putting your hand up.
No, no, I'm not. Is anyone in the room wants to be an A-League coach?
No.
Not anymore, mate.
Not anymore.
This chair is so comfortable.
Take a checkbook. Good on you, Phil.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.